Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment, let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
It is that time of the day, time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rex Road. You can check it out every morning at 7:45 here on the program. Either the Rex Rant or the Rob Rant. Today's the Rex Rant. Although, some text line battles going on right now. People calling Rex Road out. It's good stuff.
I like Will from Nashville.
He's mad.
Says,
he's calling out your grammar.
Absolutely.
All kinds of stuff.
Quit. Oh, he's calling my grammar now?
Yeah.
You've been keeping up better than me with this little text line battle.
Watch People are really grammar. Upset about the Florida and Kentucky games from last season.
Literally lay down. What?
Shut up.
Hey, Will, shut up. How about that? Okay? Thank you. End of story.
Rex, Rod, the floor is yours.
What in the world? Hey, Will, calm down, dude. Jeez, I can't even read all this stupid text. All right. Love you, Will.
We do love you, Will.
Yeah. Just calm down. Vanderbilt won. So one thing that I've Will's got me flustered. Come to expect.
Okay.
Is that every year high school football players will, have their highlight films on, I think, is it Max Preps? Is that where it's all?
It's usually on Huddle.
Huddle, yeah, the Huddle.
Max
yeah.
Preps.
So, like, I've always known, covering college football, like, you go to signing day, and, like, signing day, typically the coach will play the highlights, right? And it's like, oh, my gosh. So, like, I've seen great examples of incredible highlight film and then from players who then, for whatever reason, never really, like, panned out at the college level. And like, you're like, no, what? I can't believe that guy did. But I got to say, now as a parent, I got to be careful with this, too, because I'm not ripping anyone. Not ripping my kid at all, okay? So I just want to make that clear, okay?
Just want to point it out.
Yeah, just so yeah. – This is that's the problem. This time period is like, people going to school and, although I think they should be in there right now, so I think I should be all clear. So as a parent, though, I have come in the last 2 weeks to really get a feel for, like, the difference between the highlight package you put together and, like, the overall performance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it really is something else. So my kid, shout out, had a nice little scoop and score TD.
Yeah, he did.
And a big win over and I think probably like 9 tackles, something like that. Really good game. The highlights, which of course Katie has like put on faith, like sent the family, but it's like, this is a 5-star, a 4-star.
I saw the video she put on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you saw the video? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you got the little thing where, like, circles you.
Highlights the, yeah.
Yeah. Brrr, and then, I'm like, I didn't even know that
was lighting people up the other night.
Right. I thought he had a bad game. Again, I'm.
Son, congratulations on the touchdown. You sucked.
What the hell is wrong with people?
Terrible.
He didn't have a bad game. But, there's a lot of correctable stuff.
Sure.
A lot of things to correct. A lot of things to work on.
Okay, Vrabel.
Yeah. Everybody needs to get better.
That's right.
But as like, I can't wait for that. And actually, well, to be totally honest, so then we greeted him and, my mom's there. She got to see the touchdown and everything. And he's like, yeah, everybody's all excited. The players are going to the bus. And he said, the first thing he said was, I played like bleep. I'm like, don't swear in front of your grandma. But, I mean, I kind of like, yeah, you can play a lot better than that. And then I saw the highlights. Like, holy, Heupel, where are you, man?
When's Ohio State calling?
Saban? Come on, man. We're waiting on you, buddy. It really is. It's been an eye-opener to – and, again, I haven't, like, watched any of the other guys' stuff, but I'm sure it's like it would be the same thing. You can find a handful of plays if you play a whole game. Again, you have to make plays. Like, that's good. You made plays. But, like, if you could do – it's kind of like the Malik Willis. Think about Malik Willis coming out. Like, the highlights of Willis were like, oh, my God, number one pick.
Yeah.
And the low light, which I saw someone put that together too – was like, don't ever let that guy in the league.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my! I mean, the XFL, you're not going to get it. You know what I mean? So it's just, it has been, I will look at these things a little differently now you know, and it's not like I didn't know this, but it's just it hits a little different now, you know. It's interesting.
Well, it's very interesting because even like trying to recruit nowadays, like you're, with your staff, like you got to put a whole lot of, because there's everybody. Like I was going through some of the Hendersonville players the other day because I know a couple of those kids. And like everybody's got some highlight tape. Like it's amazing.
Right,
it's like, geez, I didn't even, this wasn't even a thing when I was playing it back in high school. Like just nobody had.
I know. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
It's, and we got hosed, man.
We did. You got, everybody's got film. You can circle up like your play. Like it's like, it's like the NFL all 22 out here. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's and it really is like everybody can look amazing.
Oh yeah.
Well, again, you gotta, you still have to do things. So I mean, you can't. Well, I shouldn't say you can't. I mean, people have made themselves like fake prospects have been made up and stuff like that with like, you know, made up online profiles, stuff like that. But yeah, that would have been awesome, right? To be able to have a little thing put together, and apparently it's very easy because, like Saturday morning, he texts it to me. I'm like, how is this like all done?
Yeah, who's
it's
doing
all
this?
Fancy, and it's you get the circle, you know, like how the heck is this happening so easily?
So what we discovered today is, I mean, your son in the not too distant future going to be playing for Saban, Heupel, somebody.
I mean, I look forward to these living room battles, you know. They'll probably be sitting there. Saban will show up, and then all of a sudden, Lincoln Riley on his little Learjet from L.A., and, you know. Hey, I'm not putting any limits on it.
No, heck no.
Keep working.
He's doing well.
Do well in school.
Doing really well so far. Tony on the text line. This is, I think, the third question we've gotten about this today, so we should probably address it. Dennis Kelly released by the Eagles. Is that a good option for the Titans?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I get it, but you wonder at his age if
we're getting to the point now where it's been a while.
Yeah, I mean, when he was here, good player, would absolutely be an upgrade. Is he an upgrade now? I don't know. You know, someone else. There was another question. Oh, Jarvis Landry. I think washed there. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. I mean, right now at receiver, get Burks back. Get Phillips back, see what you got there. Like I'd be looking out for offensive lineman before receiver at this point.
And again, doesn't Jarvis Landry not like Ryan Tannehill?
I don't think they like. Yeah, I don't think he's a big fan of Tannehill. Yeah. So that'd be interesting. Hi, Jarvis. We know you can't get a job anywhere else in the league right now, but Tannehill, won't you?
Yeah, Tannehill. Yeah.
No thanks.
I'm sure Tannehill would have been fine with it when he was good. Yeah. I think he's well past the prime there. And no, unnamed texter. I'm not talking about Bishop Sycamore prospects, but. That's a documentary that I understand I need to watch.
Yes, absolutely.
Gentry's talking about how awesome that is. But not Swamp Kings, which apparently is just total BS, huh?
I've not seen it. I've heard that it's just trash. Like just, there's no like not any mention of like Cam Newton or Riley Cooper or like it's like okay, well like what are we doing?
I mean there's all kinds of stuff. If you're going to make a doc on those teams like you got there's a lot of stuff.
Doing?
Apparently they didn't even touch on a ton of it. Yeah.
Disappointing.
Urban Meyer. There's too many of these docs made like hagiographies.
Yeah.
No more hagiographies.
By the way, Dennis Kelly, 2 years ago with Green Bay, I thought he was okay that year. Last year he was with the Colts and now has been cut by Philadelphia in camp. So, I mean, he's 33 now, I believe. So it's not like he's super old, but is he a realistic option for the Titans at this point? When they've had opportunities to go back down that road with him, they haven't to this point, and now he's been cut by another team. I'm not saying they're not going to take a look at him, but I would probably be surprised if they did.
And look, I don't know if there's something about like with Vrabel, who would you know, he kind of laugh and be like, wouldn't coach his son? I mean, I don't know if Dennis Kelly older brother yelling,
oh
say yelling, yeah. Dennis Kelly actually told me. Not too long ago, that he used to kick his brother's butt in one-on-one. So
There you go.
I don't know. That could be a thing, man. You know.
Coming up next, we'll be joined by Corey Curtis from News 2. We'll get his thoughts on the Titans now that the preseason has wrapped up. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road 102.5, 106.3, The Game.